You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Picture this. You're happy. You're living your dream. But what does it look like? Where are you living? What are you doing? What is it that's making you happy? If you're like me, then your dream is to be a full-time cosplay influencer, and that means working with brands. So if this is your goal, then where do you start? As someone who has worked with brands like Disney, Target, Walmart, and Amazon Prime, I am here to help. In this episode, I am giving you my 4 tips to building brand relationships and working with brands as a cosplayer. This is an episode you're not going to want to miss. So we're going to break this down into 3 tips. Starting with our first tip is you, my darling, need to figure out your aesthetic. And before you go and tell me, no, I'm a cosplayer. That's my niche. No, what are you talking about? Trust me, it matters. Not everybody's aesthetic is going to be the same. For example, my cosplay aesthetic is I'm a cosplay blogger who also blogs about traveling and all types of other stuff as a cosplayer. So that's my aesthetic. But then you got to look at it even deeper. If you look at 3 cosplayers, Anarchy, Kira Please, and Cutie Pie Sensei, they are all valid cosplayers with huge followings that are not the same. They're not the same. And that's because everybody's cosplay aesthetic is different. So the first question to ask yourself is, what kind of content are you going to produce? Are you going to be doing a certain type of cosplay? Are you going to be showing more of yourself and your cosplay on your page like Kira does? Like, what are you deciding to depict on your page? What kind of content are you willing to produce? Because producing cosplay content every single day is a lot of work. And there are some people that can do it. It's Rhea Parker does a great job of just consistently posting cosplay content. Like, oh, child. I just feel like, I don't know how she does this. Like, I need breaks in between. I need to do other stuff. But not everybody is capable to do that like she is. So you have to figure out what are your limits? What are you capable of doing so that you're able to figure out what your aesthetic is? And your aesthetic is going to affect the next thing, which is who's your community and your audience. You got to figure out who is your community and your audience. They will kind of help steer you towards your aesthetic. So for example, since my audience is cosplayers trying to build their brand and feel confident in their cosplay, I post a lot of like confidence posts. I post a lot of travel and talk about working with brands and all types of stuff like that. So I can give people an idea of who I am as a person and what my whole aesthetic is for my audience. But like I said, everybody is different. And you also should start looking at what brands do I love already? Like, what skincare brands am I using? What makeup brands am I using? What food brands am I eating? What drink brands am I drinking? All of these count. And let me tell you a little known secret. Food brands pay the money, honey. So I need you guys to really figure out like what brands are you eating. Like, if I'm always eating Swedish fish, why am I not posting about Swedish fish? Like, regardless of if you're trying to do a brand post or not, post stuff you like. Like, start talking about the stuff you use and the stuff you like on your page. And doing that is going to make it natural when you do start talking about brands, instead of one day out of nowhere you just start talking about brands and people are just like, what the heck is this? Like, it came out of left field. No one wants to be that person. So, in short, find your aesthetic. Our next tip. Okay, so tip number 2. We have the aesthetic. We have our audience. We know what we're doing. We've got an idea. What next? All right, it's time to start attracting those brands, guys. So first things first, how often are you posting? I can tell you from experience, if you are only posting once in a blue moon or even only once a week, it's going to be really hard for you to convince a brand to work with you because they need to know you're actually going to post and show up. So I know it's hard, guys, but you got to show up at least 4 or 5 times a week, man, in order to build authority for them to see, okay, this person will post because they're consistently posting. I see posts from them this month consistently. I can trust that if I get a brand partnership with them, that their engagement's going to be good because they're posting consistently. Like, I know it sounds dumb, but it matters. You also have to be following and interacting with brands. I learned this from a coach I had, Gwen Lane. She's amazing. She talks about building a relationship with the brand, which means like following the brand, turning on the post notifications for the brand so that you're the person to post on their stories, you're the person to post on their page. And I promise you, you may feel like you're being annoying, but you're not being annoying. You're getting noticed because you got to think some of these brands have like hundreds and thousands of followers. So you being a one follower that likes to comment on all their posts is not going to annoy them. They're literally just gonna see it as, oh, wow, we should go check out her page and see. And you never know who's watching. So find those brands that you really want to work with. Start posting about them organically in your feed already. Don't just wait until they want to work with you. And then build a relationship with them so they can already see, oh, this person's posting. This is how they post about our brand. Can we see ourselves doing a partnership with them with that type of post? Like, it's all connected, guys. You also have to make sure that you are finding new and creative ways to feature your brand. I am actually doing a post for National Peanut Butter Day, and it's going to be a repost of the Parent Trap cosplay I did with the peanut butter and the Oreos, which is a creative way to feature peanut butter and Oreos. So, there's a lot of people that do a really great job of doing like interesting posts. I did a Amazon Prime collab and they wanted me to post about Good Omens when it came out. This was a while ago. And I decided to dress up as an angel with a glass of wine and the book Good Omens because it just made sense to me. It was a creative cosplay way in order to get the brand point across. And they love that. They love that creativity because it's something no one's ever seen before or they never thought of tapping into that market. So start doing that. Start featuring brands in different ways throughout your cosplay. Like, does this character really love to eat French fries? Go grab some McDonald's French fries. Does this character really love to stay clean? Go grab some, like, a really good face wash or something. You know what I mean? There's so many levels to this. You can also feature brands that you would actually use in your cosplay, like fabric brands, foam brands, adhesive brands, or whatever you want to do. But there's just more to the scope. Like, there's a ton. Like, I actually had a brand deal with a jerky company, and my idea was to be Dora the Explorer with the jerky, as it was a jerky that you could take on the road or on your adventures. It just made sense to me. So that's the mindset I want you guys to get in, where you're just becoming creative with these ideas already, so that you already know what you're going to do and what you're going to create. And you're already just building that brand authority without even trying too hard to do it. It's a lot easier than you guys think it is. All right, so our final tip is get that brand deal, get that money, honey. Okay, influencer marketing programs are a great way to start out with this. There are so many great ones. One of my favorites is Heartbeat, but there are so many absolutely great influencer marketing programs that'll help you get your feet wet so that you have stuff to put on your media kit when you are pitching to brands and you've built authority in your brand deal area. A lot of times people think that you have to have like 5 or 10,000 followers to get brand deals and to get PR. You really don't. You just have to position yourself in the place where they feel aligned with giving you that. I know it sounds confusing, but the more you start doing stuff like this, the more it'll make more sense. For example, I buy a lot of my stuff for my cosplay on Amazon. So I'm always tagging Amazon, which in turn allows brands on Amazon to reach out to me saying, hey, if we send you this for free, can you do this? If we send you this for free, can you do that? Now, it could be a little tricky. So if they're asking you to pay for it and they'll refund you, don't do that. That's a trap. That's a scam. But if they are saying, hey, we'll PayPal you the money and then you can buy it or we'll just send it to you, that's different. But anytime they ask you for a refund, it's a scam. You guys look out for these brand ambassador scams and for stuff like that too. It's scams. Also, make sure that your media kit and rate card is available. They are two separate things. Do not put your rates on your media kit. Your media kit is a portfolio of who you are and all the cosplays you do, the brands you've worked with, your audience, who are they, how old are they, what do they like, why are they following you, etc. Your rate card is how much do you charge for your services, your packages, etc. Do not think that you have to have 5 or 10,000 followers or more to have rate cards. You need a rate card because I myself and other people I know have been able to get brand deals with under 5,000 followers. So, to be honest, it's all about how you align yourself with these brands. And finally, please make sure that you personalize your pitch. Do not give a copy and paste pitch. Even if you think that you personalized the like copy paste, you didn't personalize the copy paste. Like, people know the difference between copy and paste, or if you actually know their brand. Don't just pitch cold pitch to a brand that you don't really know, you don't follow, you haven't built a relationship with. Don't do that. Like, don't do that. And if that's like your like only reason for wanting to work with brands is like, oh, I just want the free stuff, give it to me, like that's a terrible attitude to have. It's more so about, hi, I want to build, it's like a mutual relationship, like you're both helping each other's back, like you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So like, in a way, it's a relationship that's built with time. It takes a while to build relationships with certain brands. Like I have a favorite eyelash brand that I've built a relationship with, and they share my content now, which I think is so sweet and so amazing. It's all about just really being authentic, not just with your audience, but with brands too, because they can sniff out BS, especially now in the time where everybody is trying to be an influencer and everybody is trying to get free PR. Like they're sniffing it out, they are realizing, and they are maneuvering around it. So 100% come with the authenticity words, authenticity to make sure that this is a brand that is, one, your audience will like, two, fits your aesthetic, and three, will be a lucrative brand deal for both parties instead of just one-sided, because no one likes anything that's just one-sided. We all don't want, all remember that episode of Arthur where VW had to make sure that the pieces of cake were exactly the same. That's what we're talking about. Make sure the pieces of cake are exactly the same. No one-sided. So what comes next? Well, first, you have to realize this is a long process and it takes a huge commitment to put into practice. This is not something that's just going to happen overnight. This is something that's going to happen with like 30, 60, 90 days of connecting with brands and building relationships and posting brands and stuff. You really have to build authority in these areas. So that's what comes next. And then after you've done that, you've got the pitches and you start pitching to brands, then you just put your best foot forward and you trust the process. If you want more videos or more podcast episodes on working with brands, let me know. I will even bring some influencers on here to help tell their story of how they got to where they are and how their process worked. Remember that whether you have 10,000 followers, 1 million followers, or 1,000 or even 200 followers, you are still a cosplayer, you are still valid, you are still talented, and you have got this, and you deserve all the clout in the world 100%. And if you need someone to ever gas you up, hit a girl up. I will gas you up all day 100%. Because cosplay is about the love of the art and not so much about being famous. So, yes, those are the three tips. I hope they help you guys. I hope that I start seeing you guys get some brand deals out there. Like, I'm super excited for all of this. And I will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes, and if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.